This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at the cattle markets for Tuesday, December 29th. Cattle markets having a strong day yesterday. We were surging higher in both the lives and the feeders. Lives managed to hang on to most of the gains into the close, but feeders didn't have that great of a close. We were still higher, but pretty much toward the low end of the day's range. So struggling to get past some key resistance in the feeders, which has been kind of a price level that has held the market for a few months in the front months. The back months creeping higher, but the front months are suggesting we're running into some price resistance that the market's going to struggle here. But we've had a great rally over the last month even, or even last few months. The market has managed to recapture all and plus some of the losses from the early COVID in the spring, the COVID wipeout, and we're back up to the levels before all that started. There is optimism, of course, with the stimulus package being signed, that economy will get some traction, and that obviously bodes well for the beef complex. There is some expectation that the packers are short bought coming into a full kill week next week. Feedlots expecting to see higher money in the cash trade this week. We were up a couple bucks last week, and they expect that they'll be able to squeeze a little bit more coming into, well, for this week, coming into next week. The box beef values were mixed. Choice was up 28 cents at 208. Select was down 128 at 197. The spread was up 155 at 1117. Movement 160 loads. Slaughter rates for last week, we had 418,000 head. That was compared to 473 the week prior and 272 the year prior. So, of course, these are holiday weeks kind of getting skewed a little bit, but we are seeing slaughter rate kind of pick up here from where we were the previous week. The feeder cattle index is down 17 at 138.29. That is a market that has been pretty stable over the last several months. And it looks like demand is going to be fairly consistent for that. As feedlots empty out pens as we get into next quarter, they're going to be looking to replace those cattle. So it does appear that the demand is going to be steady, at least, even with corn prices having a pretty strong move here, and feed grain prices in general being relatively high. The feeder cattle have managed to hold together fairly well. And obviously a lot of that is strong live cattle markets. And if those hold together, then we should be fine as far as feeders go. I think, though, that, you know, this first quarter is when we're expected to see more more beef slaughter. Weights have been heavy. We're going to see some bunching up of numbers, particularly in February. But the mild weather is allowing feedlots to kind of stretch those numbers out and pull a lot of those cattle forward. So that will definitely help. And then we expect to see tighter numbers into the second quarter when beef demand really tends to ramp up. So there's a lot of optimism about, in particular, that second quarter, and really starting in March. But the March, April, May time window, you know, normally you see demand be very strong. We expect the economy will getting better traction by then, and numbers will be starting to tighten up by then. So there's a great deal of optimism. So we're looking past these next couple months into the possibilities of some strong markets beyond that. So we'll finally be getting past the disruptions of the placement patterns and the marketing patterns from COVID, getting into a more normal rhythm in the placement and the marketing pattern. And then we'll get a better look at what the herd looks like here in a couple months and get a sense of whether we're starting into more of a significant contraction or whether we're just holding steady. It would appear that we're probably getting into some contraction as the placements for this fall were lighter than last year. The question is, are the calves there and just waiting to be placed probably January on forward, or are they just not there from a smaller herd size? And so we'll get a better sense of that here over the next couple months as well. If you have any questions, you can call me at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.